Wow. Is your heart open? Oh, mine's overflowing. Thank you, Rod. So beautiful. Who moved my enchilada? Oh, here it is. Good morning, beloveds. Good morning, beloveds. Thank you. I want to make sure that we were back in this moment after that ride into stellar universe. My lesson today begins by sharing a bit of my family background. Some of you know it, some of you don't. Some of it I had to think about for a moment. I was born in San Antonio, Texas, and moved with my family to Southern California when I was about, 6 years old. And every July thereafter, my parents and siblings and I would travel the 2 days by car to back to San Antonio to visit various members of the family. Now, we wouldn't just go to San Antonio. We would drive here, drive there, drive here, drive there, drive here, drive there, all in 2 weeks. I do not love a lot of driving on my vacations because of that. Just so you know, if you're going to invite me, we have to go someplace and stay for a few days. Stay out of the car. Well, as you could imagine, visiting all these family members, that they would each try to outdo the other when it came to preparing food. I love food. My father's parents owned a cafe, and their cafe was in Del Rio, right on the border of Mexico. And their specialty was this homemade chili made from all these wonderful dried peppers. They would grind it. I can't even find them today. I've got the secret recipe, but I don't know where the ingredients. I have to go to Mexico, I suppose. Anyone know about Mexico? Where is she? There she is. All right. And the ingredients consisted also of some good ground, seared, and mashed items. You know, just, oof. And other families, members, we did the backyard barbecue, and we did, like, ribs and steaks and all that stuff, and my mother's parents had a farm just outside of San Antonio, and there was, you know, cows for milk and a garden for fresh vegetables and a chicken coop. For that grandmother, a special treat for us when we would visit would be to walk through the chicken yard, select a chicken, and she would reach down, we'd walk over. You know where this is going, don't you? Yeah. Whack. And she would do it. And as a kid, you think, oh, look at the chicken run. And then that became dinner. So, but we were all involved in that process. You know, whether you like chicken or don't eat meat, being involved in the process is very important. And I see that in my life today. I like being involved in the process. What do we do here at the center? A lot of process. Because in truth, we never quit processing if we're evolving in spirit. And so if you take that chicken, that special chicken, and make chicken and dumplings. Now that was good. And there was always a fresh baked pie and preserves and hand-churned ice cream. And so from my family, I learned about the good stuff of life, the fillings of life. And regarding ice cream, if one of us didn't crank it, guess what? We didn't get to eat it. So we all took turns. So again, involved in family and community and laughing and projects. And to this day, I love a project. Upcoming project. I love a project. Another thing we did, and I've heard over time many of us around this community, love games, board games. And we would have 4 to 5 day marathon Monopoly games. Anyone ever have one last more than a day? I mean, it's just, it was fun. And I really cherish those times because they filled me with so much sense of importance of family and community and food. And you wonder why I enjoy good food. But what I really, really, really enjoyed most of all was the flavor of Mexican food. And in San Antonio, there's a restaurant called Cha-Cha's. And it's been there since I was, well, as long as I can remember. In fact, my mother joked, I was weaned on it. And my favorite then and still is the enchilada. See where I'm going? Yeah. Why enchilada today? Well, strictly speaking from the menu, there's so many possibilities with an enchilada. It can be filled with your choice of ingredients and topped with all sorts of stuff, right? How do you like yours? We all have a different way of filling our enchilada. You name it, you can have it. Sounds like science of mine. You name it, you got it. Well, my order today would be two of those enchiladas filled with chicken, of course, and cheese and grilled peppers, and topped with a wonderful, dark, rich brown sauce called mole. Mole? Anyone? Anyone do mole? Raise your hand. Oh. Nobody raises their hand. Come on. Well, my title today, The Whole Enchilada, is a way of, for me, it works for me and hope it does for you, of understanding the concept of consciousness. It's a metaphor, in my view, for consciousness as the container of possibilities. Now, I'd researched the whole enchilada, don't you know? And the whole expressions, the various whole expressions, are American. I didn't realize that. There's the whole ball of wax, the whole nine yards, the whole box of dice, the whole shooting match, and the whole enchilada. And there's other stuff, too, that you maybe can name in your own minds. But why I tell you this is it's an expression that is used a lot in our culture, and yet this morning I would like us to embrace the idea of it being a form of container consciousness. So what is consciousness? This is what it isn't. It isn't a physical container. But consciousness can be contained within our thinking and believing and our actions and our reactions. It can be limited in our thinking. Ernest Holmes tells us about consciousness that it is mental awareness. It's equipped with will, decision, and discrimination. It has self-choice. It is creative. But it is not discriminative. Are you confused? Probably a little bit. It is conscious, but it is not self-conscious. Bear with me. It is conscious in the same sense that the soil is conscious to the seed. It knows how to produce a plant, but it is not conscious that it is producing it. It has no reflective or deductive or discriminating factors. In other words, doesn't care what you plant, it'll sprout. It doesn't mind your store. Your mind minds your storehouse in consciousness. In other words, contained in the ever-creating aspect of consciousness is our life and our experience. And yet, in truth, the container has no limits. Our experiences have what I call parentheses, framing them. They are the current pieces of our life, framed and formed and animated by our own thinking. They're a moment in time. Your thinking, your experience, what's going on for you today is but a moment right here in this time. It's only as permanent as you choose it to be. So when some of those parentheses seem to last forever, be good to yourself. Be good to yourself. Ask the questions. What is there more to know? What is my thinking that is squeezing in this experience that I no longer choose to have? This month, our theme is inspiration through the absolute. And I love that. I love the absolute because I use it a lot. And you probably do too. Absolutely. Absolutely. That means there's no doubt. There's no other way. Now, in the science of mind, the absolute is defined as the unconditioned, that which nothing can limit. Absolutely. Unconditioned, perfection. I love the clarity of that. And so what is your inspiration? What are you letting loose in your consciousness? Have you conditioned it? Have you boxed it in? Oh, I know I do. I see it in my own life here and there. And that's okay if you see it. What gets you fueled up? What gets you fired up? What makes your light come through and shine and say, ah, yeah, that's me. That's for me. That comes out of me. Or is it Maggie's? It's good for Maggie. Or is it James or Connie's? It's good for all of us to have our own fire up, fuel, consciousness. And then there's this one. I hear this a lot too. That just burns me up. It does? Well, be careful. Be careful. I know a gal that caught on fire one day at work. She did. She did. She uses those kinds of expressions. And I say, stop it! What? So she's unconscious of some of those thoughts and ideas and statements that fuel her life. She's a good teacher for me. So the absolute perfection that we are spiritually, is the unconditioned potential of divine consciousness and discriminates not the words and the beliefs you use. It fuels. If you fuel it with a passion for something that you choose consciously, then the unconscious consciousness comes through to say, here it is. Here it is. And many times we'll get a lot of choices, like on the enchilada buffet. We have different choices as life is presented to us. Here's an expression which helps me. Just came to me this week, don't you know? Circumstances determine our lives until we determine our circumstances. Circumstances determine our lives until we determine our circumstances. In other words, you name it, you claim it, and you got it. You have it. Today's affirmation, all life is supported by the love of God, filled with limitless possibility. Do you believe that? How's your life? Filled with limitless possibility? Do you think it is right now? Even if something seems parenthesized, is that a word, educators? Has parentheses. The affirmation is the whole enchilada. All life is supported by the love of God, filled with limitless possibility. You know, we are immersed, and I use the word immersed. We are immersed in life, supported by the absolute perfect responder to all of our thinking and believing and knowing. There is nothing we have to do, and gratefully, more to know. I used to think I had to do, and I had it all over my shoes, if you know what I mean. I felt I had to do and be busy and goal until physically I dropped. Sometimes I still do that because I want to get a project completed. But finding that balance of do and be. I learned I didn't have to do quite as much. This teaching has taught me a greater ability to be. What I know is each of us are individualized ones, capital O, ones, expressing from a universal potentiality. And we are doing so uniquely. Each of us does it in our own unique way. And as I look out this morning, my golly, you're all unique. Because we come together as community to share that part of ourselves that we know is us. And when we connect with someone else, what I know about that is there's something in that person. Maybe I can't name it or claim it right now, but the more I visit, the more I talk, the more I share. Ah, there it is. There it is. There are no two of us alike. And yet we all evolve out of the same primordial stuff. How's that for a word? Primordial. Sounds like it's prehistoric, huh? Well, the truth is, primordial stuff came way before even the dinosaurs or the enchiladas. Primordial stuff is the primary God stuff. That's the God stuff. Primary. God. Primary. It's our main and truly our own spiritual ingredient. Each of us has been and are now demonstrating that perfect order of spirit. The perfect. What have you ordered? What have you ordered up? What fills your enchilada? What ideas and life ingredients are in your consciousness? If you don't know, take a taste. You do have the ability to order something different. If you hear nothing else this morning, remember that. You do have the ability to know something different, to order up something new or greater. I find the universal ingredient that adds to the primordial God stuff for my enchilada of life is love. Thank you. Is love. And you know what? When you add love to anything, it's always tasty. It always fits our own individual taste buds of life. When love is at the center of all we do, the way opens in consciousness and experience in each moment. It has to. And with love, each of those moments is divine. Ernest Holmes tells us in the textbook, There must come a time in our experience when we speak the conviction that is within us. Beloveds, now is always the perfect time to take a moment to raise the standard of our own lives. Remember to breathe love into any new idea you might have, beginning right now. I ask you to close your eyes for a moment. If you choose, what is the greatest idea of love that you know for yourself right now? Okay. Do you have that? So beginning right now, claim it in your own mind. Open up in consciousness to that. Because if not now, when? Ernest Holmes tells us, we are thinking, willing, knowing, conscious centers of life. We are surrounded by, immersed in, and there is a flowing through us, a creative something. The sum total of all our thought, will, purpose, and belief creates a tendency in the law, in the way things work for us. And I would like to share a reading from this wonderful book. I was going through my office at home, finding about 7 or 8 boxes of possibilities, and some are going elsewhere. But it's amazing what one stores without knowing you have so much, isn't that right? Other teachers, and Dr. Carolyn knows that. I've been the recipient of so many wonderful. In fact, this is from Carolyn. Thank you. So, and it's entitled "Create Your Own World." Every day has its own rewards and its own unique challenges. None of us has the same exact worries or responsibilities. Because life is shaped around each of us as individuals, it's important to remember that we all create our own worlds. Who we are and the way we act are how we control our lives. There are endless opportunities for us to change and rearrange the day-to-day moments. It is up to each of us to decide which way we want to go. How far or how fast? In this life, there are choices that we all must make for ourselves. So, beloveds, remember, at the center of you is the potential to love. And it's imparting wisdom. The world is your enchilada. Fill it with all that tastes divine to you. Namaste. And so it is.